Now, recently I read a book. It was entitled A Night to Remember. It told of several iceberg warnings the ship Titanic received on its fateful day. A message was sent over wireless: look out for icebergs. And a few moments later, a ship who once said not even God could sink was in fact sinking. There are many people today that feel that our country is perhaps in greater danger at this very moment. There's many people that feel that our country is perhaps at this moment in more greater danger than the Titanic was on its fateful day. Listen, I want to point out that HHS is serious business. There is a war on religion in this country, and I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to quote up an ad here. This ad ran about a week ago in USA Today. They spent thousands upon thousands of dollars to put this ad in. Okay? This ad is a vicious attack upon the Catholic Church. It distorts everything that the church and the bishops have said about the HHS mandate. It kind of reminds you of what probably would have been placed years and years ago by the Ku Klux Klan. What they're trying to do is they're trying to redefine what a church is. If they can redefine what a church is, they can do anything. They have given us, the government, a form of trickle-down tyranny. It starts with the top and it goes down. A form of trickle-down tyranny. Now, I asked you, what does these people think they're doing? Do they think we're going to stand by and watch them to take away our religious liberties? I will tell you that there's 2 million Knights of Columbus in the United States that say, no, this will not happen. Yeah. The Knights of Columbus recommend several things. One, of course, prayer. Pray every day. It's so important. Number two, support our bishops in this endeavor. Number three, the Knights have recommended, so we don't forget what could happen again, we recommend that everyone go to the movies. See this movie, The Greater Glory. It's a must. It's a must see for all who care about faith and religious liberty. Religious freedom is a fundamental right for all. The right does not depend on any government decision to grant it. It's God-given. And just societies recommend and respect its free exercise. It also forbids governments enforcing people or groups to violate their most deeply held religious convictions and from interfering in the internal affairs of religious organizations. The American bishops and organizations like the Knights of Columbus have been a strong voice in the defense of the First Amendment. We seek to prevent this country from ramming into a major iceberg with loss of life and liberty. The Knights of Columbus State Council, the Knights of Columbus, all the state Knights of Columbus in Kentucky, we call on the President of the United States to quit partisan politics and stand up like a man and do what is right and rescind this ridiculous mandate that he has imposed upon us. And we ask that it's done now. God bless our religious liberties and God bless America.